decided I was going to explore going into business for myself. I was blown away by some of the concepts Tim Ferriss wrote about: batching, mini retirements, outsourcing, branding, affiliate marketing, and continuity programs. I had been oblivious to these concepts while in my strength and conditioning bubble. The idea of using the internet to make money or find additional streams of income was foreign to me. I decided to put some of the ideas I had right to the test. So I created a website and continuity program. Both would be embarrassing today, but served to start me down my entrepreneurial path. That year, I read nearly 100 business and entrepreneur books. Do you remember when you first started studying strength and conditioning, and every time that you read, you learned something new? That was exactly the feeling I was getting by reading the business and entrepreneurial books. I started reading all of these books because I thought I would be going into business for myself. I wanted to be prepared, especially since I took exactly zero business classes in college. While reading the books, a crazy thing started happening. I began thinking outside of the strength and conditioning box to handle situations that came up at work. I became extremely more efficient, found creative ways to address issues, and became way more connected than I had ever been. Not only did I notice a change in myself, but others noticed a change in me as well. The things that I was learning were making me a much better strength and conditioning coach. I stumbled across a book called E-Myth Revisited,